Welcome to the Fantasy NASCAR Podcast. I am Race for the Prize. Let's look at the Cup Series at COTA and do a salary review. We're looking for the cheap guys, but then also considering the expensive drivers and if they can be a decent point per dollar play. This one will be quick. Timmy Hill, 5,000. I don't really need to go here. I don't see a situation where he's going to score enough points. Could he survive the day and have a decent day, get in the top 20 in DFS? That's great, but other drivers will probably exceed him in value and points. Same could be said of Harrison Burton, who's been so-so at the road courses. Not really a good reason to get excited. You may remember at COTA in 2022, he laid down some pretty fast laps in practice, but then couldn't replicate that in qualifying, and then really couldn't do much in the race. Same thing with Daniel Hemric. Not really excited about rostering him. Don't know if I need this stream savings. Maybe I start to flirt around with the idea of Kaz Grala because he has been a decent road course racer, but you're going to have to worry about that Rick Ware equipment. It's probably not going to fail, but is it going to be fast enough to hold drivers back? I don't know. It's a worry, but we will factor in. He is running a lot of races at the road courses this year and last year, and he's going to be running double duty this weekend, so he will have experience. If he is starting dead last, yes. If he's starting really deep, then he's going to be in play, but not really excited. Zane Smith, same situation. Going to be in a little bit better of equipment, has produced results in the truck series with front row at road courses. So, you know, he is going to be in play. Again, with the stage cycling, you just got to be good enough. I worry that these guys are not good enough. Kaz Grala is probably not good enough. Zane Smith's got the talent. From what we've seen from the Spire equipment, that it should be good enough. And we saw enough out of it last season that it should be good enough. It gives you the extreme savings to really maximize your lineup and go for drivers that are going to get top 10 to top 5s, which are mainly going to be the guys that are really expensive. We want to get as many top 5s as we can. Really, top 10s is probably what we'll settle for, but we want at least 4 drivers in the top 10. They're not going to be cheap. We'd love to get 5, and maybe our 5th guy that sneaks into the top 10 or maximizes points could give us a little bit of savings, but the reality is we're spending for 4 drivers. And so we need a cheap guy that could hang in there and play the stage cycling correctly, like we saw Todd Gilliland do last season. And we've seen Corey LaJoie do. We've seen other guys who just play the game correctly, hold position through attrition. And then there's always turn one at COTA that can go crazy at the end and give you some baked in attrition points. And so a driver that gets you a 5 place differential, then all of a sudden gets you 10, 12 place differential, and is knocking on the door of the top 15, that works for a value pick. And the guys that we're going to talk about are all very capable of that. Grala probably least likely. Zane Smith, not necessarily there, but close. Stenhouse, absolutely. 3 optimal lineups last year simply just by playing the game correctly. Not a good road course racer by any means, but there is only degrees of difference in this mid-pack. And if he can play his cards right, he's qualified well. If he can hold position, now that qualifying might hurt us, but he can run around 20th, benefit at the end, and knock on the door of a top 10 and get enough points. And that was at a little bit higher of a salary. $5,500 for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is absolutely going to be someone we want to consider. Priest probably should be in that conversation as well. I'm more bullish on Stenhouse just because he has got it done before. That doesn't mean Priest cannot get it done. Okay, but I like Stenhouse a little bit more. LaJoie did it last season. Again, you don't have to be fastest. You just got to cycle correctly and then do your best at blocking. And again, it's worth repeating, turn one at COTA, even with them moving the starting position back, it's probably not going to change anything. There's going to be chaos and mayhem. If LaJoie can keep his nose clean, he's definitely an option. Haley as well, although he hasn't really produced any results in this series, he did do well in the truck series and the Xfinity series at road courses, held his own. I would probably prefer to go cheaper with LaJoie and Stenhouse, but I can go there. Not really crazy about Barry, who just doesn't have a lot of experience. Not crazy about Nemechek. Probably a little bit too dismissive of him. We'll see. I mean, if we're going to consider Haley and LaJoie, then you can consider Nemechek as well, although we are spending a little bit more. He will become a lot more appealing if he starts closer to the back, and that's just the reality of these guys as the cheap plays. I'm not necessarily looking for what they have done so much. Because we're going to have stage cycling, they're all going to stay on the lead lap. Who plays the strategy correctly And so Nemechek can't just be dismissed. It's just that I don't like him as much as some of the other guys. Gillen is an underrated road course driver. Front Row Motorsports, probably some of the best equipment back here compared to the rest. He does have a good teammate that he has learned from. He was good in the truck series at road courses. He's been good at Coda in the truck series. He's put together some pretty solid results. He can play the staging correctly and through attrition get it done. He's by no means a great road course driver. He may not even be an above average road course driver, but he is just as good as any of the drivers that we just mentioned. He can hang around, play his cards correctly, has enough salary savings. Hosovar, still a lot of questions there. You can't really eliminate him. You never count out Hosovar, but we have a little bit more experience and data with these other drivers that we can highlight them now. We got to wait and see how the weekend goes. He's in play. It is a pretty cheap price for Austin Dillon, but he's never really been that consistent. Pretty solid results here, though. Once upon a time, again, because he is cheap, he just doesn't jump out at me right now, but definitely will be on the board. Gregson will be on the board. But again, not really the greatest last season, but he could be there. Was kind of hit or miss in the Xfinity Series. Bit of a bull in a china shop when you watched him Xfinity Series road course race. He's having a pretty good season. Maybe we consider him. Bubba Wallace has had some surprising finishes at road courses, but these were pretty wild. So if you're predicting wildness, maybe, but you can also see that this just has not been his cup of tea. That being said, $6,700 for a 2311 Toyota is pretty cheap. The equipment definitely can get a top 10, but when you mark him up talent-wise against the other drivers, I don't know if he can get it done. Jones not really jumping out because at the end of the day, I really want to go a little bit cheaper. You know, Brad Keselowski's not really showing what we want to see at the road courses. Was never really great. And if anywhere, he was pretty good in road course racing. He struggled at Sonoma back in the day, but was always good at Watkins Glen, which is much more of a super speedway of road courses. Coda is much more technical. So he is really cheap, but I don't think I need to go here. We're going to see some other guys that are more are better values in this range coming up in a second. Kobayashi, too expensive. TMT truck. It's cool to have Mayweather in the series, but not super excited. And the results haven't been that bad for them when they did some races. But Briscoe, probably a little too cheap, but I like Cedric better. Austin Cindric is $7,200 because he's struggling this year. Austin Cindric was a $9,000 road course racer in the past. We know he is a decorated road course racer. This is crazy to get him at $7,200. Yeah, it's been a struggle this season at ovals. I can get him for $7,200. That's why I don't really need to talk too much about Keselowski and Jones and Wallace. And yeah, they are cheap. But they're cheap and haven't been great at road courses. Austin Cindric and Joey Logano are really undervalued. Joey Logano had four top tens at the road courses last season. Average finish of 15th. Same thing with Cindric. That's top tier at the road courses. That's top 10 at the road courses last season. That means these guys are very capable of top 10s at a really low price. If I'm targeting top 10s and I'm spending up a lot, I got to get these guys in because I want top 10s and top 5s. I can easily get a top 10 out of Logano and Cindric. And I don't really need that much place differential from either of them. And they both are really good. Same argument made for Ryan Blaney. He's a little bit more mercurial. But no one's going to argue that he doesn't have a great car. No one's going to argue that he doesn't have talent. He is in that same spot. So I should bolt him. If we get a cheapie that gets us 15th or whatever, maximizes, our fifth guy in, you're telling me that your fifth pick for a top 10 is the likes of this crew? I mean, this is insane. I could easily take two of these drivers. Bowman has been one of the better road course drivers. He finds ways to stage cycle. He has great Hendrick equipment. Hendrick has been awesome at the road courses. $7,700. Obviously, his salary is a little bit lower because he hasn't been doing well at the ovals like the rest. Yeah, I want to get on that play. I absolutely do. Buescher, what are we doing? I mean, this is the most insane price that we have seen. I just can't even imagine. I had no... You have to be shocked when you saw this. I ran the treadmill past the limit. Had to restart it. Going hard today. Buescher had the best average finish at the road courses last season. He is elite. a strong argument can be made that he is the best road course driver in the series. I know that's pretty bold to say, but in this series, if you don't think Buescher is a top five road course driver, then you're not watching the races. When he had average equipment, yeah, he did a little bit of smoke and mirrors by playing the stages correctly, but even then he still held position and still got finishes. And at the end of the day, throw out the laps led, fast laps, throw out the wins. We just want results, and no one does it better. McDowell, absolutely on the upward incline, doing better. Had mechanical issues and issues in these last two races, but when he kept it clean, McDowell was battling. McDowell was passing. He's working his way through the field, and $8,000 is too cheap for McDowell. I know there were times when we got McDowell super cheap at road courses. Those days are gone, but even $8,000 is pretty affordable. Hamlin, not crazy about. We'll see what the Toyotas do. I know $8,200 for Denny Hamlin seems like something that we want to look at, but when we look at what he's done at the road courses over the last 2 years, and we know JGR really struggled in 2022, but I mean, these guys are just so much better to play. Even Suarez at $8,500. Yeah, he had his issues, but he also was pretty strong. And we know that Trackhouse really has devoted a lot of resources into road course racing. You can definitely go to Suarez at $8,500. Even Ty Gibbs, average finish of 10th, getting double duty this week. That's his rookie season, folks. Average finish of 10th, and you see him getting better towards the end. He is lights out this year. $8,700 for him is too cheap. I mean, there is so much salary forgiveness that we could honestly build lineups with just these guys and not even have to chase some of these down here. They're there, and we have to discuss them because we got to see how practice and qualifying set up. But, man, it is hard not to like any of these bold drivers at their price. I mean, the fact that I am not even considering Denny Hamlin tells you how crazy and soft these prices are. Chastain at $9,000 is really not that bad given what he has done at COTA. Fourth, $9,000. A lot of people's favorite to win this race. Kyle Busch at $9,200. Still has it at the road courses. Look at that. Four top fives last year. $9,200. That can work. I mean, I don't even really need to consider SVG, considering all the value that I have and all these other plays that I can make. Yeah, you got that win. So it's great. Running double duty. He's going to have pretty solid equipment. Again, we know that Trackhouse is going to put together a really good car for him, but I don't think I need to go there. So then we have the Elite, and your bet is as good as mine. I'll just tell you who I don't like as much. I mean, obviously, you're going to love Tyler Reddick. He's a superstar at the road courses. Chase Elliott is the greatest ever, you might argue. And I didn't quite necessarily get back onto the podium anytime recently. You know, I think it was Phil that pointed out at race sheets that he hasn't won a race in the next-gen car. Well, he's got top fives. And there's plenty of value on the board that a third-place finish out of Chase Elliott will probably be enough points to get into the optimal lineup. And even though he hasn't won, and having the terrible season they did last year, he still produced really solid results. Tyler Reddick clearly is trying to take away the throne from Elliott. Can't rule out Larson. A lot of these poor results were because of issues, mechanical issues, and he had some situations here. But when he keeps it clean, he is definitely a race-winning contender, running double duty, going to be a threat. You want to put Elliott and Reddick in a top tier. Larson just a little bit behind. Christopher Bell just a little bit behind. Does have that win at the Roval. Has a Road America win in the Xfinity Series. Good, but I would elevate these three that are priced accordingly a little bit higher. Truex does have the win at Sonoma. Sonoma's always been a really good track to him. He has a lot of experience there with setups. At the other road courses, he's been good, but not as good. And so I think I can feel comfortable saying that I don't really need to go to Martin Truex Jr. William Byron is a bit of the sleeper, sneaky guy. Truex has more brand name appeal. People were familiar with his road course history, although a lot of that's Sonoma. So I'm good dialing that down. Bell's got some wins. He's got a lot of excitement surrounding him. So he may shine a little bit above Byron. Now, obviously, these guys are getting more attention than Byron. But I've been saying for years, Byron, due to his iRacing experience, and you can laugh at that if you will, but we know that oval racing is more butt racing. It's more seat time. And so you do need to be in a real race car. Road racing is much more visual cues and spotting spots and places and identifying where to brake and throttle up based on your eyes, less than just butt seat time and tire wear time. And you can get that from a video game, and you can see that in his early results. Now, he didn't necessarily always get the best Cup Series results at the road courses, but if you watched the races from start to finish, Byron was very competitive at the road courses very early on. He's gotten better and better and better. And then he had the breakthrough at the end of the last season. And to get him as the cheapest of these guys, can he get a top five? Absolutely. Is he the cheapest? Absolutely. Will we need those savings? I don't know. But if we're spending three picks up at the top, I think he could be very popular. He might be sneaky. I don't know. I think these guys would carry more ownership with Reddick and Elliott. But Byron should be a guy that is not too far back. I don't think you should consider him too far back from Larson. I think he might be better than Bell. I like him more than Bell. He may be even better than Larson. And not too far behind these guys. That does it. Tons of value. A wide open field. A wide open pool due to the salaries. It's going to be a very interesting week. Blessed to have you guys around. Love you guys. Like, subscribe, and share. And Trip to Life's fantastic.